Congressman Smith has been a leading advocate for accountability and justice for Liberia for quite some time. And he and his colleagues, to include Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee and Congressman McGovern, the co-chair of the Tom Lantos Commission, all called for the establishment of the War and Economic Crimes Court. So this has been unprecedented. They even offered to fund it. They also want to pursue sanctions against people now, global Magnitsky sanctions against those in the government that are involved in corruption and misdeeds. And again, in this particular instance, they did an amazing job of putting the government of Liberia on notice that this is what the people want and that they intend to support that. And they will do whatever they have to do to include use the budget process to make this happen.
Do you anticipate officials or the administration in Monrovia accepting this initiative coming from the congressman and some of his colleagues?
Well, I think the fact that this is bipartisan support, they need to take notice and heed notice about this. The TRC Act recommended that the court be established, so it's law. So it's now up for the people to demand that this justice happens. So it's up to the people. And I think if the people speak loud and clear, as we understand that they will, that they should follow the will of the people and enact this. There will be a petition demanding that the House of Representatives introduce resolution immediately, at least on the House side, then it would go to the Senate. So I think the will of the people is starting to come through.
But do you see any political will from the administration in Monrovia, particularly when the government is on record to say that it embraces the establishment of the court?
I don't see the current administration, the president, and anybody. He's had plenty of time to move forward on this. He even said that he wanted it when he was at the United Nations General Assembly in September of 2019. As you may recall, as soon as he came back, when he was questioned about this, he denied he ever said that. So I don't see the government having any political will, but this is a democracy, it's a republic, and the will of the people needs to be adhered to and honored. So I think if the people demand it and they peacefully protest to insist that this occur, I think we'll see a change. But right now, currently, the current administration is doing everything they can to stall and delay this, to include members of the Senate that have actively been involved in trying to stall this as well.
I understand that some people are critical of the establishment of the court, fearing that it could be used politically to go after enemies of the government of the day. Not necessarily this government, but the government of the day. So they are very skeptical about what they said appeared to be international influence to interfere in the internal dynamics of Liberia. How do you respond to that?
Well, I simply respond to it. Look what happened in Sierra Leone. The court was set up domestically, but it had international jurisdiction. And that's what I'm proposing here. There's a roadmap already laid out to do this. All that needs to be done is a president to request the Secretary General's assistance. They can come in and they can enter into a treaty with the government, set up the court in the country, Liberia, and they can pursue prosecution. Now, to prevent that and to prevent coercion, corruption, and bribery and other things that could potentially happen, and to eliminate the issues that you just mentioned, that's why the Secretary General should be the one that appoints the prosecutor, the registrar, and the majority of the court members. Just like in Sierra Leone, when that happens, you eliminate the concerns that you just mentioned. That way it does not become political. The appointments are made with professionals, just like we did in Sierra Leone, and you avoid those kinds of concerns. And of course, the other thing that was very important is that you will bring in the international rule of law, where people can be prosecuted for war crimes and crimes against humanity. And also, it will eliminate any immunity issues or any of the other issues that started to cloud this when they came that certain people were given amnesty. If you're prosecuted under international law, which is a very high standard, there is no immunity and there is no amnesty.
So what impact do you think this latest endorsement from Congressman Smith and his colleagues at the U.S. House of Representatives would have on the establishment of this court in Liberia?
Well, I think the people of Liberia once and for all got to see that there is bipartisan congressional support to include funding. They even offered up the funding, so that's not even an issue, to support what the people of Liberia want. They heard it, they got to see it, and they want it now. So from everything that I'm hearing from four corners of the country, the people are speaking out, they're speaking up, and they're going to hold their legislators accountable and the government for making sure that the establishment of the War and Economic Crimes Court occurs and occurs soon.